1974, and I've known her since my first meeting. And sometimes a blessing, sometimes not. But depends on the day. Any newcomers here today? Less than 30 days. If so, would you like to give us your first name? Out of the area, people. Just sure. Let's see, find out where some of the people are from. Let's just throw your names out from up back there, and we'll kind of go around. Just your name and where you're from. Thank you. Hey, welcome. Welcome. Hi, Bob. There's four. Yeah. Hey, Mike. All right. This is a Red Ball meeting. I may make up part of my own rules here. One of the advantages I was told early on that you have as a leader, you get to run the meeting how you want to run it. I'll be throwing the ball out in the audience. Whoever is fortunate enough to catch it or unfortunate enough, however you see it, gets to come up and take a few minutes and share a little bit of their story. If you drop it on purpose, you still come up. If it falls in between people, whoever's the closest is the lucky person. And we'll just take a few minutes. We'll try to get as many people as we can in the time allocated. Fair enough?
Hi, my name is Raymond Paulina. And I'm from Zuni, New Mexico, and I'm an alcoholic. I decided to go to treatment at Mascalero. I just got tired of myself, and I'm glad to be here, and glad to be sober for 2 weeks now, and going to continue. Good to see new people, and I'm glad I'm here.
Not too hard. We don't want any dentist bills now.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm an alcoholic. I just like to thank the people that I've been here. I've been sober going on my 4th month now. And I'm glad I have friends. I'm from the same treatment Raymond's from. That's why he hit me with his ball. And I'm enjoying sobriety, you know, today. I'm glad I'm here sober and everybody helped. The reason I'm here is because I thought I could handle the bottle. You know, it's not my first time in treatment. And I found out for the 7th time that I was just fooling myself. I thought I could handle the drinking, going to work, maintaining. I was functional for a while, but sooner or later it caught me, and that's why I'm here today, and I'm glad to be sober, and God bless everybody. Thanks.
My name's Mala, I'm an alcoholic addict. I'm going on my 8th month sober from alcohol. I'm in treatment also for my cocaine addiction. Like everybody else, I'm in the same treatment center as all them are up back there. For me, I started drinking when I was about 15, and I grew up in an alcoholic home. So my father and my mother were able to kick it on their own. For me, alcohol was gateway drug. I got into drinking with alcohol. That totally ruined my younger part of my life that I can actually remember. Anyway, I have a hard time remembering a lot of stuff because of it. But it's good to be sober. I haven't had cocaine in 3 months. I appreciate everybody here. It's good to see a whole lot of different people. We all have the same problem. Come pretty. Thank you.
Hi, my name is still Gary, great recovering alcoholic. I love seeing the younger people here. They're so far ahead of where I was at their age. It's just amazing. I grew up in a little town, northern Maine, called Kiru. I started drinking about 12 years. No, I was about 13 years old. My dad was an alcoholic, and I lived with him. So when he passed out, I drank what he had and with my buddies. And loved it. The first time I drank, I got drunk. And 27 years later, the last time I drank, I got drunk. And there's a lot of puking in between, let me tell you. Because I puked every time I drank. Because I drank so much. I was in the military for 20 years. And the military, everything that you do revolves around alcohol. Or it used to be. It's not like that anymore. I've been out 25 years. But we drank 4 or 5 days a week. And they sent a young kid to England at 18 years old, and you had to be 18 to drink in England. And I stayed there 4.5 years, and 4.5 years I was drunk. But I loved drinking. I drank to the effect. I didn't drink to escape, I just drank to the effect. And drinking for a while was good, first 3 days. And then after that, it just took me. I figured one time, when I first went to program, I figured how many times I drove drunk, and I mean really drunk. And conservatively thinking, I drove 3,500 times. Now, can you believe that? 3,500 times, knee walking. My last drunk lasted about 6 weeks, and that was in 1982. I was puking bile. Hadn't eaten in 2 weeks, sitting in the Penguin, a real nice bar down the street on Central. I had just left the Blue Spruce. Another one of the nicer places in town. In fact, I was sitting there, and this Native American was over in the corner just running his mouth. And I was, you probably will notice, I'm a little bit loud myself, and he's over there running his mouth. And I never saw him again for about 4 years. And guess what I saw? Right here. And he's still here. He's got like 16, 17 years. He remembered me too, because we kind of mouthed a little bit at each other. And I won't break his anonymity, although he doesn't mind, but I've been in Albuquerque 22 years, and I've been sober, like I mentioned, I'm in my 22nd year, over 21. But this program has saved my life. Absolutely. I'd lost everything. I'd lost my children. I'd lost 2 wives. I didn't lose them. I know where they went. But it did. The program saved my life. I remarried in AA, and I'm still married to this lovely lady who I hope to get down here this evening. They said stick with the winners, and I did, and I married one. And she's got 34 years sober. So I tried to use her for a sponsor for the first few years. Didn't work too well, I tried to, but that just didn't work. And finally, one day, I stood up like a real man. And when she said, we're going to a meeting, I said, okay. So, there's one gentleman in here who knows her, and he's known her for 22 years, and that's Bob. He knows my wife. She's a lovely lady. And So anyway, I don't want to take any more time. I'm just glad that I'm here, and I'm certainly glad you're all here. And please keep coming back. This program does work one day at a time. Don't lose sight of that. Many of us lose sight of that this is a one-day program. It's not a week or 3 months. Oh, just very quickly, I asked my first sponsor, I said, how long am I going to go to these meetings? He said, just today. Isn't that simple? This program is so simple. It's so wonderful. But anyway, I'll get off and I'll talk forever. All right, I think we need that. Oh, I see that one over there trying to hide. See that one over there? See that one over there? You got it!
How's it going, everybody? My name is John, and I'm also from Zuni, so... Dream on that field, where you're coming from, and I just want to thank everybody for being here, you know, for us youngsters starting, you know, because, you know, we need these old folks. They have a lot to say. They have a lot to say for us, you know, and as young people, you know, we have a lot to say for them also, you know, and it just takes them back to where they feel, you know, they wish they had this chance. As, you know, us starting out young, you know. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be here, you know. All the support that I have, you know, of my home group, you know, Living Sober, you know, Albuquerque Indian Center. You know, that keeps me going, you know. I'm going on my 10 months now, you know, and, you know, it feels good, you know. It feels good to be sober, you know, I can do. You know, there's a lot of things that I couldn't in the past, you know, and they say, you know, things happen for a reason. And, you know, my higher power, you know, put me in this position. For me, you know, it's a blessing. You know, we had a meeting earlier at 12, so, you know, it was nice, you know, and this is my first year here. And, you know, it's you know, everything's a great experience for me, you know. Me, I'm going to be turning 28 next month, May 4th. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, it's going to be 12 years, you know. 12 years, the first time in 12 years, I'll be sober on my birthday, you know. I'll know what happened instead of blacking out, and, you know, oh, you were there, what kind of cake did we have, you know? I know how everybody's seen it, too, you know? Everybody's laughing because everybody's gone through it, you know? So, you know, I'm just here, you know, and it's nice to see, you know, young people here, and, because, you know, we're like, everybody's like a messenger for alcoholism, you know? And it's a disease that don't give a damn about how old you are, how much money you make, you know, where you're from. You know, it'll mess up your life one way or the other, you know. And for me, you know, just being sober, you know, it takes a lot of work, but, you know, it's worth it. It's worth being sober, and it's worth having another chance. For me, it's like another 10th chance, you know. They say second chance, but, you know, it's like a 10th chance, you know. 3 years ago, you know, I first started Living Sober, and, you know, I didn't go, you know, full force, you know, I just went half-assed with it, you know, and I ended up messing up, you know, ended up in jail, you know, messing up my whole life, and, you know, and I lost my girl, you know, for alcoholism, you know, and I put alcoholism first, and it just messed up my whole life, and now I have good communication, you know, with everybody, you know, my son, the daughter, you know, and my girl, you know, I can talk to her without us even, you know, having an argument about, you know, this and that, you know. But there's still nobody's perfect, I guess, you know. Not every relationship is perfect, you know. 34 years married, I don't know if people are saying that, but I know you still guys have your little disputes, you know. But for me, like I say, you know, sobriety, you know, is a big part of my life now. You know, I don't care if you're sober one day or, you know, 1 week, you know, 34 years or, you know, whatever, you know, you're still under that, under the watchful eye of, you know, alcoholism, waiting for you to slip. So it's so good to, you know, keep it going. And I'm, like you said, you know, I'm just glad to be here and experience my first year at the railroad. And I really wanted to, you know, talk to everybody. And, you know, Steve asked me if I wanted to come to this meeting, and I was all, like, thinking about it. So, you know, I wanted to come, and I wanted to see everybody, you know, every race, you know, every color, you know, we're all in the same position. So, you know, just glad everybody's here, you know, and, you know, this is the only, you know, family we have, you know, the only friends we could call friends, you know, because all the other friends, you know, they just left us behind, you know, we're on our own now. So, you know, thanks for everybody being here, newcomers, old-timers, wherever you are, man. You know, keep coming back, like everybody says, one day at a time. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Vivian and I'm a recovering alcoholic. I was trying to hide back there. And he throws it right at me. Thank you. I guess I needed to speak. I haven't spoke for quite a while. I'm a little nervous. But I'm glad to be here. I just came this afternoon. I usually take the whole day off and I try and be here in the morning, but I didn't make it and I had to work today. But I was glad to come, and I always try to come just to see my friends. It's good for me to think of where I came from. I just had 12 years in January sobriety, and I usually go to a meeting and have cake and talk and share, but this year I didn't make it, so I'm glad I'm up here again. All I can probably just say is when I hear the younger, the newcomers and the younger people around, you know, I'm so proud of my sobriety and everyone that's sitting here. You know, it takes a lot to be here, and it takes a lot of work, and I know that, you know, and I'm sure a lot of you do. I think about my life when I was drinking, which was when I started drinking at about 17, and the things that I went through, and the fear, and the hurt, and everything that I've gone through, I think a lot about that. And today, I can actually say, you know, I'm just glad to be here, and I know that the program works. I can go on and on about my story, so I'm going to make it short. I just want the newcomers to know that, you know, the program works, and I'm just happy to be here. I'm sober, and I look at, I'm a grandma. I had another grandson just about a month ago. So when I think of stuff like that in my life, it really makes me proud, and it's really a blessing that I'm sober and I can see all this. And I can see all my friends that I've met through sobriety, and I've met more through the powwow circle, because now me and my family are into that, and that's what we do. We just go around, and I dance, and I think of the many things that I do now that I didn't do when I was drinking. All I can remember is just the hurt and the crying and always saying, oh God, help me, you know. I always remember saying stuff like that. And when I started the program, you know, it was just a new change for me. you know, it was scary. I started going to the meetings, and I didn't want to share because I always thought that what I said wasn't important, and that was the way I felt about myself. That, you know, I love myself today, and I needed to do that because really, I used to always think of myself as being a bad person and not being able to do anything. I used to see other people around that were very gifted and very talented, but I guess in my ways, you know, I'm proud to be who I am today, and I owe it a lot to my friends that I can talk to, and my family. I don't know if any of you know my partner. He's pretty well known in this group, and the older he's getting, the grumpier he's getting, but he'll be here a little later. But, you know, he took me through a lot, too. You know, he's got more sobriety than I do, and we used to drink together, and during that relationship, it was really sick, real bad. But he finally sobered up, and then I drank for about a year after that still, and I got bored, you know. My drinking partner didn't drink with me anymore, and, it wasn't any fun. And plus, I had other problems, too. But that brought me to sober up and start a sort of a new life, which I always think it is a new life that we go into. But he took me through a lot, and he's more of my, I can't say my sponsor, but I can talk to him because we both try and use our tools, and that's what keeps us going. I haven't been to meetings for quite a while, you know, and I want you newcomers to always go. I guess we get to a point where we just think that we can do it on our own, and I pretty well do. I do my prayers, and I work with my tools, and I always have to keep reminding myself where I came from, and, you know, that helps me a lot. I became more patient. I've accepted people the way they are, and, you know, it's all about that, you know. And I learned a lot. But I'm glad to be here, and I don't want to say too much. And I wasn't going to come in here because I was afraid somebody was going to throw this to me. And I needed it, and thank you. But I'll be around, and I'm looking forward to Valmas being the speaker tonight. So thank you for listening, and to everyone that I see a lot of new faces too that I haven't seen for quite a while. So just come and talk to me. I'm easy to talk to, so keep coming back, as they always used to say to me. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic. It's great to be here. This is the first time I've been to the Red Road Convention. I live in southern New Mexico, close to Alamogordo, and some of the folks from down there last year came up here, and a couple of the folks are Native Americans, and this Red Road Convention was instrumental in helping them to stay sober. I mean, they really came back, and they were really fired up, and what's been really neat about it is to see how they've gotten involved in service work, you know, and I love service work. When I first got sober, after the pink cloud went away, you know, and after I stopped patting myself on the back saying, wow, I don't drink anymore. I don't have the compulsion to drink anymore. Wow, what a neat guy. And then one day I woke up, you know, and it was like, wow, I'm not drinking, but I'm not happy, you know. And that's when I realized, with my sponsor telling me that it was time to do more work, you know, that it's just not enough not to drink. You know, there's these other problems that I have. Most of it's between my two ears, you know. I like to try to blame it on other people, places, and things, but most of it just has to do with me, you know. When I look myself in the mirror, I am the problem, you know, for me. And my sponsor's solution was to get me into service work. And what he did back in El Paso when I was living there is he told me, he said, Mike, he says, me and Bill, that was another guy with a lot of sober time, he says, we're going to go ahead and start carrying a meeting to the residential treatment center there in El Paso, and we want you and Todd to come along and help us, you know, start this meeting. And I didn't want to do it, you know. But he told me, he said, you know, you're going to do it. You know, you be there. And so the first meeting I ever went to like that, I was scared to death, you know. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there in a room with a bunch of criminals and all this kind of stuff, you know. And, you know, because a lot of these guys were court-ordered to go to these treatment centers. If they didn't get through their problems there, then their next stop was going to be Huntsville or someplace like that, you know, a prison system. But anyway, I remember going there, and I remember when I left the meeting how good I felt, you know. I really felt like I'd done something of service. I really felt like I'd gone beyond what I would normally do because I had always spent my life running away from doing things, you know. People would say, hey, Mike, can you come and help us do something? Oh, yeah, I'll be there, you know, because I was a people pleaser. I'd tell the only time I could ever do anything was when I was drinking, you know. Then I would do too much, you know. I'd get in everybody's way, and that's just the way I was, you know. If I wasn't drinking, I was over in a corner. If I was drinking, I was in the middle of the room trying to raise all sorts of hell. You know, if I hadn't got into service work, I don't think I could have moved on to the next phase of my recovery, you know. And now that I'm living up in Cloudcroft, we carry a meeting over to the Mescalero Indian Reservation on Thursdays, and we've been doing that for about 3 years now. We started at the jail, and then they couldn't do that anymore, so we go to a Reformed church over there that we carry the message to. But it's very rewarding, and it's very rewarding for me to come here and see so many Native Americans who are willing to come up here and share the language of the heart. You know, I know it's very difficult for the folks down in Mescalero to speak what's on their mind and what's in their heart. And I really appreciate the fact that you all are willing to do that. And I'll recharge my spiritual batteries here with you all, and I'll carry that message back to Mescalero. And thank you for letting me share.
My name's June. I'm an alcoholic. I'm all scared now. Okay. This coming July 4th. July 4th will be my 4 years of sobriety. I sobered up living on Camino Island in Washington State. I'm from Acoma. I'm from Acoma Pueblo. And it was all good to sober up. Because I was like getting bad. And hitting rock bottom and stuff now. It was cool. You know, life is good today now. You know, it's all good. My children can trust me. My mom. My mom can give me real hugs and not give me the sniff test. It's good to get real hugs. It's good to be honest. You know, this past year I went through a lot. And I mean a lot. I don't know how I'm still sober, you know. But with the grace of God, I'm still sober. I would have fallen so many times this past year. On October 1st, in the Vermont Taylorist, some friends and I from our AA group in Grant went to go get spirituality up on the mountain. When we got on top of the mountain, we came rolling down the mountainside. And one of us should have died. We could have all died, but thank God we didn't. And there's someone upstairs that's really watching us. You know, none of us were really seriously hurt. We were all black and blue, of course. But I know someone upstairs is watching this. I really know. When I moved home from Washington State, this is my third year here with the Red Rope. My first year was when I had 10 months of sobriety in my first Red Rope here. But I came home because I sobered up. Thank God I sobered up. My father had a really bad major heart attack, stroke on top of that, and everything. I don't know if this is going to hurt my life somewhere, but I know God is sharing, and I know I need to talk, because I know that's what the fellowship is. We all support each other. But in October, that was my accident on Mount Taylor. I was in the process of buying a mobile home in Grant. But 2 days before Christmas, and like almost 3 weeks after Christmas, someone broke into my house twice. So my before and after Christmas gifts. And again, thank God I wasn't there. You know, I was doing night shifts at work. You know, someone would have hurt me. So I had to get out of that place. I moved into an apartment, which I really don't like. And this past week, Tuesday, I finally, you know, got out of living in boxes, set up house in my apartment. And just this past week, Tuesday, my neighbor upstairs drove into my house. She thought it was a drive-thru. And it was such a trip, man, because that Tuesday, my youngest daughter and four of my grandkids and her husband, we were planning to have dinner, early dinner at my house. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I had this strange feeling. I don't know. Called my daughter up at 11, told her let's go have dinner or somewhere else. You know, not at my house. I don't know. I guess that's what sobriety does. It makes you feel. You know, it makes you feel and makes you know your intuition. You know, and I don't know. But when that car came through. It came right through the dinner table. My kids and I would have been sitting at that dinner table, you know. But thank God, you know, I listened to my intuitions and those sober feelings and stuff. And told don't be there, go away, you know. Go. Well, now the owner put me up at a motel. For the next month or so, I was so hurt, you know. I was all hurt, you know. And living out of boxes and stuff, I finally put things away, and then I had to pack up again and go back into storage and live in the motel, you know. Well, last night I had plans to come down here last night. I had plans to come be here early. I was like, look. 45 minutes late or something, but late last night, the owner calls me up and tells me, well, you need to be out of there. I can't pay for this except for a week, you know. I mean, come on, you know. Well, and I told him about, you know, me being here today and stuff, and I told him, so, well, I'll be going home Sunday night, so that means I'll have no place to stay, you know. I won't have a home to go to, you know. I don't know. I need a good lawyer now. I don't know. I need something. But, I don't know. More than anything last night, today, this morning, I needed my daddy. I needed my daddy to hug me. Last year on May 13th, my dad passed away. And I miss him so much, and everything I've gone through this past year, I really need my daddy's hug. Sure, life is good, but it's all cool. Like, being sober and stuff. I mean, come on, God, I felt real physical pain and stuff, man, you know, everything I'd gone through, man, so I was just like, and this is how it feels being sober, you know, but it's all good, you know, it's all good. I'm glad I'm here today, later not, you know, because this is my third year here. I want to thank all of you for being here for me. I need you in my life. All of you are the ones who kept me going, you know. I've made so many friends here in the past 2 years being here. I thank God so much for my sponsor, you know. They really work, you know. They really work. Because she's the one who, like, keeps me on top of keep. Not giving up. Yeah. Thank God for cell phones, because, man, I use them minutes. I'm not a trip. I'm just real glad I'm glad I'm here. I'm real glad for my sobriety. You know, if it weren't for all of you, I wouldn't be here. And without my belief and my faith in my higher power, you know, I wouldn't be here, because I knew I wouldn't have done it myself. I wouldn't have. It's so easy to fall. It's so easy. And it's scary. But yeah, again, thank you for all being here. Thank you for listening.
I'm Bob, an alcoholic. I'm basically sober today. That's because I haven't had a drink yet. That's because of you people and of Parker and myself. You know, Gary was talking about where he was from and terrible pain. And I had a lobster boat, a lobster fishing business down in the middle of Maine in New Harbor in a small village. And we called the people in Caribou heron chokers, because that's where all the heron packing plants were for sardines and stuff. So he's a heron choker. You know, I got sober in Massachusetts, and I came out here after I was sober 2 years deep skiing in Colorado. I drank enough alcohol from the time I was 15 till I was 42 I didn't think I'd be living at the age of 20. I turned 70 last week, and I stopped drinking in 1978, I came to my first meeting, and 10 days later, I was told I needed to have a sponsor. And so I talked to this guy, and he said, I'll give you my telephone number, and he gave it to me, and I gave him mine, and he said, I don't need this. You haven't got anything I want. And it's terrible. I don't think I can make it. But then he told me to start, sit down and shut up for another 90 days. And I did that. And I listened. And I listened to what the people who had some sobriety, how they were able to live without drinking. Because I didn't think that was possible. And I was told by him that God did not sober me up to be miserable. He sobered me up to be happy. And I've done things to try to make me happy. But what I think I know will make me happy doesn't often happen sometimes. I have to try different things. This whole thing of being sober for a long time, and I'll be sober now, well, let's see, it'll be 26 years in June, the end of June. And it's been an experience every day. Because I want to make things better for me. I try different things, and they don't always work out, but I don't have to drink because of the outcome. When I came here, I had about 2 years of sobriety, and I was on my way to Vail, Colorado to teach skiing. And I'd gotten a job there. And I came through Albuquerque because a guy I met in Knoxville, Tennessee, on I-40 needed a ride to Albuquerque. And so I came here. And I had to work because I was running out of money, and my job in Colorado didn't start until January. And so I stayed here in Albuquerque, and after a meeting at the Visit Club, two guys were, I was going home from a meeting, and I was down at Smith's at Colon Yale, and it reminds me of what Ruth is going through now. I mean, that year was hell for me. Those two guys with tire irons left me for dead. My shoulder was under my chin, my face was filleted open, and I lost all but 9 10 teeth. But I didn't have to drink, because I know drinking would not be a solution. The way for me to stay sober was to try and be happy. And there were guys like Gary that hung around, and I hung around, and we stayed sober together. We didn't do it ourselves. I tried to do everything myself when I was drinking, and it didn't work. But now we do it together. My friend Sam, who you'll see this weekend, I talk to him at least once a week, and he's not my sponsor, but we kind of go through the same things, you know, relationships. We're always having a problem with relationships, even at my age. I mean, after all, I gotta have a lady on my arm. It doesn't seem to work, because I'm an alcoholic, and I'm stubborn, and sometimes it doesn't work. But I am real grateful to be here. It's I helped start the this convention 11 years ago, and I've been here ever since. And it's been a great year every year. We just let God take care of everything, and it works out, so we're here. And to see the people that I saw so many years ago, and the people that I will meet this weekend, is a great reward for me staying sober. Thank you.
I want to thank everybody who was fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to get a hold of this ball today. If you were hoping it landed in your lap, I guess you'll have to come back next year. You know, a lot of people today, you know, we all come from a lot of different places where our drinking patterns start and where we got going. And yet, I always sum mine up in one sentence. I was born in Detroit in the Salvation Army Hospital. And it went downhill from there until I got to Alcoholics Anonymous. And that pretty well sums up 31 years of my life. And... Again, I want to thank everybody who shared. And while the basket's going around, I'd like to, again, as a leader, I'm going to take a prerogative here and toss the ball to somebody I'd like to get up here for a couple of minutes. My pretty wife, who's 22 years this summer, says she's put up with me. Deb, would you like to take a couple of minutes?
Hi, everybody. I'm Deb. I'm an alcoholic. I am just thrilled to be on this journey of sobriety. We left Utah a couple of weeks ago, I think, to come to this convention again, and this was, and then continue on down the road, and this is a beautiful place to be. How fortunate it is to live life today sober and to live in a relationship of sobriety, to share our experience, our strength, and our hope with one another wherever we go down the road. I could not wait to see my very best friend, my newest best friend that I had met last year, but I couldn't remember your name. But I knew that when I came to this group and I came to this room that I would see my very best friend that I had met from the year before. And on the way down here, I said, you remember those people that, what, those people that we met last year? She was this and that, you know, and it's just a beautiful part that we can go home wherever we're at. I can see your face or feel your spirit and, you know, and really not know your name. And that's one of the beauties that sobriety has given me today. I'm just full of gratitude, and I'm grateful that I'm here, and I'm really glad that you're here. Thank you.
The basket's still going around. You bet.
I just wanted to make an announcement. After our meeting, we're going to raffle off a couple of raffle items, so don't take off too fast.